welcome to another episode of Dash American here at Akin. Thank you so much for tuning in. Here at Dash American, we bring people from all different kinds of cultural backgrounds and people who have different relationships with their cultural background to come together and share their stories. Today, the game is dating and we are here to play. We brought some of our guests in to discuss how culture and race come into effect with dating and their own experiences. Today's episode is moderated by Hubert Silva and contains some sexually explicit content. Let's dive right in.
Let's go around real quick and do some intros. Why not some, like, a name and basically the cultural background you identify with?
My name is Dan Foster. I am Italian.
My name is Charlie. I am Afro-Haitian.
I'm Kiki. I'm a Filipino-Hungarian-American.
All right, cool. Wow, are you hella white, girl?
So white, 100%.
I am actually white.
Yeah, everyone has the Dash American,
I mean,
get it?
Yeah.
Dash American.
No white blood runs through my veins.
Alright, so yeah, let's get right into it. Dating and race, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Any experiences, any particular person you think about that happened recently in the past, first relationships?
I know I can definitely remember that when I was, I had just begun dating my last girlfriend, and I was on Facebook, and then I came across this post that was basically about this random white dude trashing and, like, verbally harassing this white woman via Facebook because he could see that she was dating a black man. And my last girlfriend was a white woman, and just the way that this woman was being, like, verbally harassed just, like, relentlessly over the course of about a week. And something in that, like, it really got me upset because, I don't know, for some reason I took the blame for that, like, the idea of, like, just because of who I was, like, somebody who I loved and very much cared for would be getting this additional, like, harassment that, like, they don't deserve. I don't know. I felt responsible for that, even though I don't really think I should have. But it was a way that I had to, like, reckon with myself racially in a way that I hadn't had to yet until that moment.
It's almost like you are a third-party perspective looking into your own situation.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like eye-opening. It's,
yeah,
like, is this what we look like, or is this what people are saying about us, or could,
exactly,
say about us?
Exactly.
So it gives you a different take in.
It's like that worry about needing to be the model minority.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Asians kind of grab... It's known that Asians are a model minority, but especially someone in Charlie's situation who has, on a daily basis, has a lot to prove, just to think that you're taking responsibility just by existing, which is really rough, I would say. I don't even know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I would also say that, you know, black women, I would say, also definitely have as much to prove, if not more, than black men. They, yeah, especially when it comes to being both a person of color and as a woman.
Yeah.
There are more things,
yeah,
that women of color have to prove.
Right, right,
and
right.
It's just...
You know, who's in a relationship right now? I heard Dan was just talking before we started recording about some new girlfriend you have.
Yes, it's about a month old relationship.
Well, tell me about it. If it's so fresh, you guys should still be in the honeymoon stage. Tell me about her.
Yeah, we're still in the honeymoon stage. She's great. We met in a show. I was actually in the show with Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was.
Yes, so we met, like, four months ago, and we've been dating for, like, the past month. We obviously got together at the cast party, as these things happen, and,
What is she?
Yeah, I was like, don't make me
what
say
is
it,
she?
This podcast is not race.
Race.
Sorry, okay.
People,
you know,
can only hear us, they're not,
yes,
watching us.
She is white, Yes.
Great.
She's a white woman.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
So I'm going to introduce myself and my dating situation. I was just not accurate at all. So I'm half white, half Filipino, but I grew up with super American parents. My mom's Filipino, but she doesn't speak a lick of Tagalog at all. She understands it perfectly, but doesn't speak a word of it. So I grew up with penne a la vodka and buffalo wings every day. Super white American. However, my grandparents obviously are super Filipino. So yeah, grew up very American. When I started working at Jeepney and Maharlika Filipino restaurants, I really tapped into my Filipino side, clearly. But that's where I met my now boyfriend of 3 to 4 years, Tyrone. He's born in the Philippines, came here at seven. Came here at seven, but he's very American, but also taps into his Filipino side hard. Where at first, when we first started dating, it was like so eye-opening. Because I was like, I'm hella Filipino. Yeah, rock Philippines. I live in Queens, Roosevelt Ave. But then like meeting him and his friends and his family, I was just like, oh my God. Even they were like, you're Filipino? You're really white. And I'm just like, well, I am 50% white. That's accurate. But yeah, I totally didn't feel as Filipino in a way.
So why don't we ask how Kiki just kind of alluded to it, how she started interacting with her boyfriend by meeting his friends and meeting his family. When it comes to interacting with a significant other, even if it's not even like a full-on relationship, but sort of the way you might interact with someone you're flirting with. Because basically part of dating is also showing interest. And I mean, you said before, Dan, that like, mm-hmm. you know, before the podcast even, you said that, you know, the way your girlfriend kind of showed interest, like she gave you a gift or something.
Yeah.
Is that like the first time anyone has done that for you? What sort of, like courtship for you? I mean, in very heavy cultural, I guess, backgrounds, courtship is actually a huge, huge deal.
Yeah.
To a point, you know, the whole, especially with a lot of Asians, it's about being like cutesy and stuff like that is a big deal to it. So while, I mean, it'd be cool for you to give us your perspective on like how this specific new relationship was like different than the ones you had in the past.
Nobody had really ever given me a gift in the past to like show me that they cared about me. Not that like we hadn't exchanged gifts on, like, Christmas or, like, birthdays or something. But, like, this was, like, before we had actually gotten together. She gave me a gift that was, like, a card with all these different improvs that I had done because she had remembered everything that I had done in different rehearsals or during shows. And she gave that to me with, this is kind of like an inside joke, I guess. It was, like, a can of corn. And,
yeah. Funny.
Very funny.
So corny.
So corny. Yeah, corny. But I guess, like, in terms of, like, courtship and, like, how, like, I would go about even, like, wanting to show interest in somebody, it's just, like, spending time with somebody, and that's a pretty universal thing, but also cooking is a huge thing in, like, my household. Super Italian, and we cook pasta for each other, and that's, like, a way to show that we care.
You're so white, Dan. I love it. Very like, white. Very, like, new age millennials, like, cooking pasta. Boil water, put sauce.
Oh,
well, okay, how about this? So,
yeah.
You're in a new relationship, and so everything is kind of all peachy keen right now, but for the rest of us, maybe chiming in when it makes sense to you, but when it comes to dating someone of, let's say, same cultural background or different cultural background, is there stuff you don't say, refrain from doing? Have there ever been moments where you're like, and it's almost like a restraint, like, am I allowed to say this, or I shouldn't say this because you already know it's fucked up, or?
Well, I guess, like, pretty much, like, communication, if it hinders it at all, I guess. Definitely. When I first started hanging out with Ty and his family, they would all speak Tagalog, and, like, just the whole fucking night. And I'm just literally the one person in the room who doesn't understand anything. And, like, I would just try to listen. I would really try to, like, learn it. And I really think I have. But they knew this. And it was almost rude. It was almost very rude because they know I don't understand. And they're still actively talking for hours and I'm sitting there just like, so I remember this one time, actually I started doing this a lot, when they would start laughing, I would start laughing, just because why not, like everyone would start crying, I'm like, and then they'd all stop and look at me like, and then they would talk shit and be like, why is she laughing, she doesn't know what we're saying, and I would understand that,
uh-huh.
And it's just like, oh my god, like this, what am I supposed to do, fucking just sit here with my thumb in my ass, like, so it was crazy, and yeah, sometimes they would be like, oh, you don't understand Tagalog? And, like, kind of have this nasty look on their face, just like, that's a shame. You should feel shameful. Yeah.
But as time moved on, you're like, you're obviously a lot closer.
He would,
yeah.
So in that situation, he obviously knew how rude it was, so he would sit next to me and literally translate everything. And then sometimes he would say to them, like, yo, can we speak English? English only, please. He would be vocal for me. But still, like, they should have known. It's social signals. Like,
mm-hmm.
Come on, fam.
That's, like, outside sources, like, hindering on the relationship. Who's to say that couldn't have, like, broken it?
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up in itself.
Yeah. And some would try to teach me Tagalog. Like, one time, his sister-in-law, we were making s'mores on a fire. And I touched the fire. And I was like, ow. She's like, don't say ow. Say aray. Which means it's ow in Tagalog. But it's not even a real word, like.
So, okay, how about this? I know that, especially with Dan and Charlie, you guys just recently graduated NYU and did, like, the part of the whole NYU acting kind of scene Tisch program.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that's kind of a small, not small circle, but a close-knit circle.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
You could definitely say
there
that.
There is a saying where you love the one you're with. Has that ever taken precedence over sort of the choices you make when it comes to dating people? Because it's easy to say when you're dating you don't see color. And maybe the whole idea of love the one you're with might be part of that. But
When my last girlfriend and I had begun dating, we kept it a secret from, like, our super close friends for the first, like, month and a half. So, we wanted to figure out that, like, us ourselves really wanted to be together. And we didn't want, because us coming together was a culmination of, I'd say, about, like, a year and a half of, like, flirting and tension and not really doing anything about it. So everyone was kind of anticipating that it would happen sooner rather than later. But we wanted to figure out how we felt about each other and all this kind of like tension coming to a climax independent of the opinions of other people. Because, wait, what was the expression?
Love the one you're with.
Yeah, like, yeah, when you love the ones that you're with, but also, like, you love them like family, meaning that, like, you love them when they do good things and you love them despite the fact that they do kind of messed up things. And, yeah, the Tisch student body is kind of prone to doing messed up things, including, like, there can be a lot of talking about things that, like, really aren't your business that much that can go on. So we just really wanted to be sure that we were into each other on our own without the influence of anybody else, like, coming into the fray of that while we were still figuring everything out before we actually ended up telling other people and then kind of letting the word get its way through the grapevine.
So that was more on, like, I wouldn't say social stigma, but like
your own validation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely, because in numerous studies have shown that, like, even more than, like, internal stimuli about, like, being unsure something about a relationship, external stimuli, whether that's friends or family, is an even bigger influence on whether or not you stay with a person.
And what was your internal, like, stimulus to even question it?
I mean, when we began dating, I was in for it. So I can definitely say at that point I was ready to, you know, go all in for it. But I can't really say how easily I would or would not have been swayed via the opinions of other people. I mean, as much as I hate to say it, that like actors and their careers are very much influenced by the decisions of other people. And as much as actors don't really want to say it, or how much of a thick skin we can have to it, the opinions of others does mean a significant amount to us. And we can do our own thing because of other people's opinions, or in spite of, or despite other people's opinions. But it's still something that's deeply, deeply calculated and is very much taken into account before our own personal decisions are made.
There's almost sort of like a strange, like especially like dating nowadays, like a weird performative aspect that can like come along with it. Especially like in the Tish community, I would say, like, how do people see me and this person?
Mm-hmm.
Like Instagram, even, like, how many likes will I get on this post because I'm with this person, as opposed to just myself? What do people think about my relationship, and do they like me more for it?
Oh yeah, for
and
sure.
Like, yeah, and it's like, that's not a healthy way
right.
to like live or like have a relationship at all. But it's like a strange thing that in like 2018, it's so easy to fall into that trap.
Yeah, even when it comes to like that kind of image, I remember my sophomore year there, when the couple who was deemed to be like the power couple ended up breaking up, and then there was this crazy vacuum of like, well, who's the new power couple? I'm just like,
yeah.
But I don't know, just the idea of, even if students themselves are not necessarily in a relationship, they still want that hashtag goals relationship to look at and aspire to just like have that with someone. Even it may not even be to like have that with someone else, it's just to look at and to just say, wow, like they're perfect. It's wild.
Yeah,
it's
sounds,
so wild.
It sounds like you guys are equating a lot of, I mean, this is a really good idea of like this whole hashtag goals thing. But what you brought up, Charlie, was a good idea, like a good thought, was like this hashtag goals, even if you're not even, if you're just like scrolling through the Instagram like explore page, there are like these, I guess, inspirational Instagrams that's like, it's like everyone there is more than not like a white person. And like, it's easy to think that, you know, we're not sitting here and saying we see that being white is the most attractive or the most hashtag goals, but it's a little bit ingrained, even if you don't want to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you guys were talking about, you know, being with a specific person, how does it look like to other people? You see these power, like you said, power couples, and the ones that seem to stay together and look the best may not even just be white, but maybe like the most light-skinted out of any, like, if they're going to be like Filipinos love their light-skinned Filipinos to a point where like they'll do anything to be light-skinned.
Like, I feel, especially circling back to what Dan said, you're pretty much in 2018, you're judged on two main things now: your color and race, and your relationships, whether it be, you know, intimate or not. Like, if you see, you know, and then imagine being judged on both. It's twofold. Interracial relationships, you're just being judged. Like, there's also a lot of prejudices that people just follow. For example, like, one major one in my life is that white guys have yellow fever. It's like, I almost eye roll at every single white guy who's with a white girl, Asian girl. It's like almost a commodity. It's like, do you see a human, or do you just see a hot Asian girl, you know? Or what about a white guy who only dates Asian girls? But same thing for me, like a Filipino girl strictly only is attracted to white men. It's like a thing. And for example, I ran into one of my old teachers, And we were talking, and I was like telling him about I'm in a serious relationship. And he asked me, he's like, oh, what is he? And I was like, he's Filipino. And he literally was like, oh, awesome. Good. Thank God. And I'm like, why? He's like, I thought you were going to say he was white. And I was like, no. And he literally high-fived me because I'm not dating a white guy. Like, I'm not following that standard for an Asian girl.
And what was your teacher?
He was Filipino. It's funny because I hate on it. I hate on white guys dating Asian girls. But my dad is a white man dating an Asian woman. And ever since growing up, my whole life, I was always like, I'm never dating a Filipino guy. That's gross. I feel like I'm dating my cousin or something. And I only dated white boyfriends. I only had white boyfriends my entire life. And this one guy is my first non-white boyfriend. And now here I am hating on all these white dudes and Asian girls, but I'm guilty of it, but now it's, you know.
A while back, there was a person who had a crush on me and who liked me, and I liked them back. They were like a really cool person, but then they told me much later on that they originally liked me and had developed this crush on me and feelings towards me because they thought that I was Latino. And I am not Latino, and I was like, do you like me less because I'm white? And they said, honestly, yeah.
Did you guys, like, stop hooking up after that?
Everything just sort of stopped.
Amazing.
That's crazy!
That's the wildest.
Yeah. Okay. I don't say I do the same shit, but it happens. Like, when I first started, like, becoming sexually active and, like, hooking up and shit, like, I would primarily mostly hook up with white dudes only because it made sense. I don't know, like, it's just, like, a weird thing. And then I moved to Brooklyn and I started hooking up with Spanish dudes. And I'm like, wait, aren't I, like, not that aren't I Asian, shouldn't I be hooking up with Asians, but only, like, this past 4 months I've, like, all right, Asians are attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just because I went to the Philippines, there was nothing but Asians, but...
So does that like kind of goes back to like what you were saying before. It's like all depends on like
where
you
are.
Literally. Like where you are physically and where you are like in your own like journey of self.
It's like this, it's like people romanticize cultures.
No, people do romanticize it and people like fetishize it. They romanticize
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
They do all sorts of things to
and
like.
And then when you learn, you're not that. You're
mm-hmm.
not what I romanticized about and I dreamt about. It's like, oh, let me take a step back and reevaluate you.
Yeah.
It's weird to just, like, be with someone and then, like, have the realization
yeah.
that you're being fetishized in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been in the middle of, like, having sex with someone that I'm, like, hooking up with. And they're, I met them that night and it's just, like, going at it. And then, like, they're... The idea of, like, give me that black dick, like, comes into it. And I'm just like...
Has someone ever said that to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
One time.
And did you feel like you had to, like, give them the black dick?
No, at that point, I was just kind of...
Did you stop giving them the black dick?
I kept going.
Did you put your black dick on?
Yeah.
Like,
before it was just the dick, but then I, you know, like, went into my drawer. And then...
So the cat screwed off the first... The
put
dick
on,
dick.
Put on... Yeah, put on the, you know, the mask and the cape and everything. I was like, well, the black dick is here now. But, like, I kept going, but I was just like... The like there was a mental shift in like the whole thing, and I'm just like, oh, am I being viewed as like a full three-dimensional person, or
right,
am I
the,
being
the black
viewed
dick.
As black dick?
That
yeah.
sounds like a superhero.
This is the black dick.
Yeah.
The spotlight in the air.
Who
the
fuck?
Dick.
It also that's it also happened once before that with like another person who I knew enjoyed me as like a full person, and then like it was both like our first like sexual relationship.
Oh.
And so we were still like very much like figuring out like what's cool to say to another person in bed?
Oh,
and so, like, she said, like, yeah, the black... And I was just like...
Stop!
And I was... And, like, we had the discussion before about, like, being honest about, like, what's cool and what's not cool. And she said that. I was just like, no, like...
Yeah.
I appreciate that, like... I'm not feeling that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I am black, but I'm just, I'm a dick. I'm like, yes, I'm black, but I'm giving you that dick.
Racial,
okay.
Racial foreplay is like definitely a thing.
Oh.
Like there's some fucked up shit that I've said. Like when I'm hooking up Spanish person.
What'd you say?
I say something dirty. Like I don't know what you're saying, but I'm like say something dirty in Spanish.
Okay,
like,
all my white friends.
No.
They don't know what you're saying, but it's just like,
hey, yo.
And you're like, yeah, daddy.
I'm dead.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yo.
Hey, you were.
Straight up. I did that to a white person, though.
Yeah.
Literally, my first girlfriend was, she
did you
was
tell her to give you your reparations?
Fuck.
No. I didn't know. Okay. My first girlfriend, she was born in Denmark. Like, fully, like, Danish, like, tall, like white as they come. And being born in Denmark, she, like, her first language was Danish. And, like, this was before I became, like, sexually active or, like, whatever. But we were, like, hanging out. And I was just, like... say something in Danish. And, like, she said something. I had no idea what she said. And I was like...
give me that beat.
Damn. Beat. Yeah. Oh, my God.
In Danish.
Oh, my God.
I was like, wow. I don't know what you're saying, but, like, that's hot. And I was like, looking back on it, I'm like...
Is that fucked up?
Yeah. I was like, is that a fucked up thing for, like, me to say? I think it is. But it felt like... looking back on it, I'm just like, oh, this doesn't usually, like, happen to white people, though. So it's
right.
Like, it's a weird way to, like, turn
right,
the
right.
tables.
I don't know, does it not happen to white people?
If you're French.
Did people tell
you,
like...
right,
some
I mean,
French
right now, you're
people.
Like, you're designated a white person. Like,
yeah.
I am the white person, I don't know, like, what would you even ask us to do?
Like if somebody knew that, like, you...
give me that regular white cock.
No, no! But see, like,
yeah,
it's...
below average.
No, but it's just, like, if somebody knew that, like, you were, like, French,
mm-hmm.
and, like, knew that you spoke French, do you think, like, people would be, like, of... not just, like, people of color, but, like, of any race, would be, like, speak in French, like, talk dirty to me, like,
yeah.
In French.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, there's like...
but, like,
whole,
in Italian, though?
In Italian... I mean, like, probably in Italian, too. There's, like, all those, like, rom-com movies of, like, I want to fall in love with an Italian person. Do
we
you want to fall in love with a
Mamma
person?
Mia.
We got Mamma Mia. We got the Lizzie McGuire movie right
fuck
there.
Off.
I want to fall in love with an Italian person. And it's like, do you want to fall in love with an Italian person? Why? What? Because they're Italian? Or, like, because you want to get to know someone's personality?
Right? Like, why find yourself a Paolo when you can get yourself a Gordo?
Oh my god!
Gordos, they grow them at home.
Oh my god. Why don't we talk about, you know, you have your significant other, so you have, you know, the one-on-one time, the two of you doing it. But when...
nice.
But when you think about your relationship, maybe when a new relationship just started... who would you normally go to? Are you the kind of person that kind of stays reserved and tries to figure it out yourself? Or did you have that, you know, homegirl, homeboy who at times would give you the advice when you were questioning a relationship that had, you know, race involved? Because you can ask them for advice and hopefully get genuine advice, but you think about their background and, like, was their advice ever not biased or not one-sided? Like, who's, like, your main person when it comes to relationship advice? Because life is full of just making meaningful relationships, not just romantic.
When it comes to my relationships and, like, the relationships I've had in the past, I've very much not kept to myself, but I don't know. It's never really occurred to me to like talk to someone about that. And I think it's because a lot of my I don't think a lot of my main friends would think about it in the same way that I would. And maybe I would argue that there are definitely times in which like a completely separate lens is appropriate, but I would also argue that even when it comes to that kind of different lens, they still don't know that person like you do. And I think at the end of the day, like that's what it comes down to for me. So yeah, I don't really end up asking a lot of my friends for relationship advice.
Yeah. Even what you said earlier, like, say it's a new relationship, like your question is, I wouldn't ask anybody at first. I would feel it out, like taste test the waters.
Yes.
I would taste test the waters before asking about any advice, see what it's about. And you're right. Honestly, in the end, anyone's opinion is just not valid because you're not in the relationship. You may know my boyfriend, but you don't know how we are alone. So anyone's advice is kind of like bullshit.
This is the mandatory like grain of salt has to be taken.
Right. Also, I know I have two best friends and they don't really, they're not really vocal about it because they know what we're going to say. They know it deep down in their hearts and they just don't want to hear it.
I've always found that when you're asking someone for advice in like your own relationship, they tend to like answer for questions that they have about their own relationship. Cause like they're never like, they'll always bring it back to themselves somehow.
Always.
Like, cause so like it'll never be actually you're getting advice for like you and this other significant other. Right. You're getting advice that they want to take heed of themselves.
Yeah.
Take headed of. Right. Heed the advice.
Also, they'll like tell stories that, oh, when this happened to me, I did this.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
Thank you for telling me your fucking history. Like,
don't you just love it when people tell you stories from their life?
And then all of a sudden it's their, like, it's about them. It's like, I'm the one in need. Mm-hmm. Like, help me.
Yeah.
With the person discuss, well, we didn't really go into specific about people's relationship just because a lot of you guys are in different places in your life when it comes to being in a relationship. I mean, you have honeymoon phase, the two boys just fist bump, so I don't know what that's about.
Charlie's single.
Charlie's single, ladies.
I'm a single man.
What kind of man? What is that, Afro-Haitian, you said?
Yeah, Afro-Haitian American. Gotta have that dash American
dash
in there.
There you go.
Got
why
two
here,
dashes.
Right?
Okay. Got two dashes.
For Charlie's plug.
Yeah.
Charlie's plug. How about in general, because we're in weird circumstances with, you know, doing the podcast today, but is there any new insights that you guys got from just even just having this general conversation? I mean, it sounds like we're all kind of pretty insightful of what's going on, but, you know, I don't know Charlie and Dan that much, and so the idea of, like, you know, listening to Charlie's story about feeling the responsibility of being in a relationship with another race and seeing it online happening to someone else, I would never have thought, you know, that is part of, that could happen.
I was definitely, Kiki, I was vibing with you when you said all the stuff that you were saying about when they were speaking Tagalog and, like, you couldn't follow and the fact that, like, when you were deemed like so white just because you weren't able to do like a certain thing, just like the idea of people of color having to prove their I don't want to say coloredness because that's definitely wrong, but as a black man, like the idea of me having to prove my blackness to not just white people but to other black people, other people of color, it's a huge thing. And something I felt like I had to prove my race to everyone in high school, because especially like white kids would call me white all the time. College, that doesn't happen anymore. But still, I run into just the idea of, I don't even feel like the only people that I still kind of feel like I have this, this idea that my blackness still needs to be proved is to the only people who have still kind of questioned my blackness are black women. Mm-hmm. And I can't really say like where that comes from. That doesn't stop me from like caring for black women or wanting black women. But just at this time, just after experiencing like that questioning of my blackness come from a variety of sources, and over the years it's just like narrowed itself down to one source. I wonder, what about the black female experience does that come from? What about my experience does that come from? That like, I'm not going to say calls it into question, but kind of brings up that sort of circumstance.
So like that being said, do you find yourself acting or behaving differently around black women, or in like, let's say you were dating a mm-hmm. black woman, would you find yourself even altering how you are or how you act in any way?
I wouldn't necessarily I can't change how I act because I don't know.
Cool.
What they're looking for. I don't know what to change to.
You just know you
and
have to prove that.
Yeah, there's still something about me that's like calling something into question, but I'm not going to change something about myself if that change cannot
right.
be authentic. And so if I don't know specifically what it is that mm-hmm. needs to be thought about or altered in some way
yeah.
in order to like get that change but also make it true to myself, I'm not gonna make that change.
Yeah.
Cause
bitch, look elsewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not your man's.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. My man he always says shit like, ew, babe, that was so white of you. And I'm like,
no.
Bro, I am white. Like, I am white. What do you mean? Like, I'll say something, probably like that. He would have been like, wow, you sound mad white. I'm like, bitch, I am. Like, or like, I'll cook dinner and it'll just be like lasagna or penne alla vodka. I'd be like, ugh, you only know how to cook white food. I'm just like,
pasta.
Yeah.
Yep.
White man.
But still, that doesn't. But again, I mean, what I'm talking about is like, it doesn't.
He's
diminish,
almost like,
yeah.
Diminish what?
It doesn't diminish the gesture, though.
Right, it doesn't diminish the gesture or
but
love.
For some reason.
But he's almost saying, like, ew, that's so white of you. Like, be more Filipino.
Know, be more
and
cultured.
Honestly,
like,
I'm not
going to
say it. This is a Filipino podcast, so I'm not even going to say it.
Say it, girl.
I'm just saying, in fact, I'd rather be less Filipino. Like, but I'm actually really white, so I should be more Filipino.
Yeah, but it's also like,
see, all the things I'm saying is just not valid.
Well, no,
we're editing this out.
No, we probably edit this. Well, no, I think it is valid because you did grow up white and you admit it, and that's part of who you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, you saying that, you know, what you're saying is not valid is, again, Filipino pressure going on to you.
Yeah.
You're thinking, oh, what about all the Filipinos who are about to listen to this?
Right.
And think of me as like.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that you said it and you're being vocal about it, at least it's bringing out the idea of like, yo, Filipinos, you guys are fucking assholes sometimes.
And y'all are
corny. Down and on.
Like, I don't get
I'm
it.
Talking right into the mic. You can be real dick sometimes.
He is.
Like, yeah.
He is talking directly
yeah.
into the mic. He looked
he's
at it too.
It. He's
all right. I mean, it says as you know, as we wrap up, one of what we want to start doing here for Dash American is sort of reminding everyone that we don't want to be constantly judged, and everyone on this panel looks at themselves at least, and at least now, hopefully we look at each other with a bit more insight, and that we shouldn't judge other people for who they date, and like understanding that there are different reasons and different rhymes to why people are attracted to. Sometimes it is a certain person. It's called a type. That concept exists in the world. But
that's valid. That could be strictly visual. Mm. I'm just simply attracted to long hair. I'm simply attracted to facial hair. Boom. Like, that's it. It could be a strictly visual thing. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make the relationship any less healthy. It's just...
Yeah.
This is, like, a really tricky word when people say it's just a preference.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah. Yes. I don't know. I get weird when people say a preference because I just... I don't... I think anyone, any, you know, anyone... Especially, like, when it comes to racially, because as much as we don't want to admit it, race, when it comes to discussion and decision, it's at the forefront. And just anyone of any race, gender, sexual orientation has the potential to be beautiful, attractive, just... I think people... definitely like close themselves off, and I just think when it comes to people saying they have a preference, I think people are just so ready and willing to just cut people out, and I don't think we're at a point where we can just cut people out and say that you like someone more, because I think with any kind of person with the right combination of things, to a certain extent, that you can find a very high level of attraction in anyone.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for tuning into this episode of Dash American and listening to our stories. We encourage a continual discussion about culture and identity, so please share, subscribe, and feel free to give any feedback you may have about our website, whether you agree or disagree with what was said here. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you in 2 weeks for another episode of Dash American.